Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Geechee Gotti is in the building. How you feeling, man?
I'm here, man. Feeling good, man. Feel real good. Yeah, I mean.
Anyone who wasn't impressed Saturday, I don't think they know what they're talking about. Because man. I saw you go head-to-head with Loaded Lux. Now, granted, it was kind of a biased room.
You think so?
I would say maybe like 80% of the building was Crips. In particular, the people who are standing on stage behind you.
Yeah, they was Crips. But, you know, but they was unbiased Crips, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he was nice like that, like, because he is nice, but I think he's been better, too, though. Like, so I ain't going to say that that was the best Lux that, because Lux done been better than that, too, though. So I think that kind of was the reason why he lost the battle.
Right. I asked you about what your thoughts were going into this before you actually did the battle. You were like you're sort of vague with it. Like, yeah. Be a little bit more specific now. How do you feel going into that battle? Like, what was your actual strategy that you felt you needed to bring to the table to vanquish him?
Man, like, I just knew I had to really come 100%. Like, you can't, I mean, I do that every battle, though. Like, throughout my whole career, that's where I got to the level I'm at. I'm looked at as, like, one of the most consistent. Like, you're going to get the same level every time. It don't matter if the big, small, you know what I mean, what stage, you're going to get that same level out of me. So my mindset on this one was to just do what I do. I think usually when you battle dudes like Lux or, like, you people try to change their style, you know what I'm saying? Because Lux is considered like a pen and more lyrical. So usually when you battle him, you try to showcase that you can write so intricate and do all this shit too. But I'm like, that ain't what they want from Geechee. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want Gotti to be me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go up there, call him 100 bitches, marks, talk gang shit, talk crazy. You know what I'm saying? Be in his face, disrespect his mama, his kid. Like, that's my style.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to do that times 10, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they want to see. So my mindset was to, before the battle, just not even let him feed off my energy, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not do no face-offs, not no rah-rah. I don't do that anyway, but not even, like, for the, just because I could have did that to hype it up because it's such a big battle. Drake, all a part of it, like, let's sell the fight, let's make it bigger. You know what I'm saying? But nah, fuck all that. I don't even want none of that type of energy. I want him to not even know what to expect when he get in there with me. You know what I'm saying? I think I executed that.
Wow. So, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you to win every battle that you go into? Like how important, in deep down in your soul, is that, like, the only thing that matters to you in that moment?
In that moment, nah, it ain't, like, to have the best performance, like, because it's opinionated in battle rap, unless it's a judge battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if it ain't judge, it's always going to be somebody trying to say the other person won, no matter what. You know what I mean? So the win is kind of subjective. It's more so like you want to go out there and leave no doubt that you did your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, it was so many people in the building, whether they felt you win or lost, you want them to leave. Like, nah, who was him, though? Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I like what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really remember who won and lost, but I remember he said something. So it's to make sure you create them moments that stick out.
Within the first hour of me being there, I probably actually had 20 random people that I don't know walk up to me and say, "You got to interview Geechee soon."
That's dope as a motherfucker.
Like, the level to which that building was behind you was crazy. Yeah. Like, you would have thought you were the biggest rapper in the fucking world in that environment. And it really made me feel, like, awesome about the future of your career and, like, great about the future of LA as well. Sir. Because, man, like, for me, going to my first battle rap event, like, you really get, like, a family community vibe that I don't think I've ever actually felt at a rap show, to be honest.
Nah, damn, that's dope. Nah, it's like that for real, because, you know what I'm saying, battle rap, for one, just to, you know, you don't have battle rappers up here, but I'm just to break it down more so, a lot of these dudes battle, it's like a lot, so we see each other, so it's like a community for real, you know what I'm saying? The matchups might just switch, like everybody that was on that card, I already done battled them damn near, you know what I'm saying? Like, and vice versa, so that you seeing each other, so you starting to meet their entourage, they know your entourage, so everybody damn near kind of know each other and know each other people for the most part, so it's like that vibe, so yeah.
And there's something about, like, if you for a profession say the worst things possible to each other, that it's like all that stuff is kind of off the table. So it's like, I guess we can just get along.
Be cool now.
We shit on each other's hoods. We said shit about each other's girls. We said everything horrible that we could think of. So I guess we might as well just get along. You
exactly.
Know?
So you ain't got to worry about all the extra shit. It's like, we already doing all the crazy shit. Now y'all can go have drinks together and all that. Like it's like boxing or something. You know what I'm saying? Like a sport, like to where it's like, they gonna fight, but at the end of it, they going back to the club together and shit. You know what I'm saying? For real.
100%. So, okay, tell me a little bit about you coming up in Compton and everything. I want to hear about the early days.
Okay. You know, just typical stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like any interview I ever had with this question is the same, you know, the same route for anybody that came up in Compton that was outside in that type of area. Like, of course, you know the gang background. I'm pretty sure everybody watching, they've seen it. I got numerous interviews.
The street gang videos are pretty legendary now.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I came up in that. And that's what it was as a youngster. You know, we was around that. But at the same time, I always knew I wanted something more for myself, though. You know what I'm saying? I always could rap. I wasn't that dude, though, that'd be like rapping at the lunch tables and doing all that, though. Like, I'd just be like my niggas who know me, like, they know I can rap. Like, man, Balo can rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Gotti can rap or whatnot, you feel me? So we'd do songs. Shout out my boy Ethy. By the time I got in high school, he was making beats, like Fruity Loops and all that. Like, so he'd send me beats, and then we'd go. I'd record it in his garage. He stayed in the hood. I mean, in his closet, he stayed in the hood. We'd go and we'd make songs. Like, so we'd build momentum in our neighborhood of people just knowing we could rap. That's what kept pushing me towards the rap. Battling, so to speak, came later.
Who told you about battling? How did you get put onto it? Because for people who maybe don't necessarily understand, which in that case, I don't know why you're watching this interview, but you know, you like kind of are like a whole new face of battle rap, a whole new style, because we really haven't seen somebody, or I'm probably leaving plenty of people out, but we haven't seen somebody reach such heights that you have, is from such a background. And I feel like that's such an amazing thing, because it makes me feel like these worlds are bound to just overlap more and more.
Yeah, because it opened the door. Like, for me, I found out about battle rap, and I used to watch it too. I watched all the Loaded Luxes, the Reed Dollars, the Mooks and them.
Because I can tell you're a huge student of the game from shit you say.
Yeah, you feel me? So I watched it like a mug. But when I finally got into it and I started doing it, I realized you gotta it's about being authentic. Like, I've been coming to battles like that, though. Like, from my first battle, when we ain't getting paid, I'm coming like all my homeboys supporting. We 100 deep going to these battles, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what caught a lot of people's attention on me early when I did the battle for my league, The Riot. This is before I became a partner with my guy, Kevin Parks, when he was booking me.
King Rico.
Yeah, I battled King Rico. Everybody that was at that battle was with me. You know what I'm saying?
That was like a tough first round for him.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And even in the background of that, it was like we were still learning battle rap. Like, I was still trying to do punchlines a little bit, trying to figure it out, because that was my first battle on cam. The people with me don't know like what to do, because I had like a heckler like how I just had at that last one, at that one. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, I don't really want to say nothing, because I don't know if I say something's going to make it, they're going to think we tripping.
I see people in the comments on that, because I immediately went to the comments and I saw a lot of people like, I'm surprised Geechee didn't beat the shit out of that dude for doing that
on
to
the
him.
Real. It did, like, sidebar, like, we did beat the shit out that dude after the battle. On the real. But see, now we can't do shit like that. But back then, it was like, all right, after the battle, let's fuck this dude up. He's getting on our nerves.
Holy
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Like, I think if you go down them comments long enough, it's a dude who even explain it, like, man, that dude was knocked out, man. We came and showed up. It was some dudes sleep after the, it was some crazy shit. But I mean, that was the first battle. But then after that, like, we never had to do nothing like that. I ain't never had no physical altercations. Any big league URL, I never, like, as much as I go through and battle up, I'm one of the most humble dudes. You know what I'm saying? I don't push them type of buttons or try to use that card of like violence. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really look at it like
you
a job.
You could talk about it, but that to me, that would be like an L automatically in a lot of ways. The fans might see it as kind of a W, but it's really like
it's
subverting the whole nature of what's beautiful about this art form, you know?
Because you're supposed to be able to deter from the violence. Like, say what you need to say and do. Right. Like, if you want the fight, y'all should have just did it before you walked on stage. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to accept whatever gets said right now. You know what I'm saying? Even though some things might cross a line every now and then, you got to kind of like understand with battle rap, what people don't know, you got to have that rapport with your opponent too. Like, this off limits. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kid just died, man, don't speak on this. And the dude can respect that. Like, man, trust me, I ain't gonna say that.
Right.
But if you don't got that rapport, you never know what's gonna happen. But
but you, oh my god, last night I'm like, all right, I gotta watch one more Geechee battle before I go to bed. The one against Arsenal.
Damn.
who reps Grape Street.
That part.
And you said, I'm going to leave you a seedless grape.
Yeah.
You had like actually a whole like 3-4 minutes that was basically about murdering his child. I was taken aback. I was like, wow, they really just went there.
That, and Arsenal, one of my closest partners in battle rap, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Chop it up with him all the time, fuck with him heavy. Like, but Arsenal is one of the most disrespectful battle rappers of all time.
He
so
gave it right back.
He
got,
you feel what I'm saying? So it's like going into a battle with him, I already know. Like, I gotta disrespect him. Like, if I don't, then I'm not being true to me. He ain't gonna be true to him. So as cool as we went to the club the night before all the shit. He said that in the battle last night in the club, talking about anything possible. You don't even drink. I really don't drink like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he's saying shit that's really going on.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the battle, like, we that cool, you know. So I think that's the beautiful thing, like you say, about the sport is people who really take it as the profession at this level, to, you know what I mean, they understand how to separate the business from, you know what I mean, from reality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was something I kind of realized Saturday too, is like, oh, from me sitting at home watching this on YouTube, I kind of had gotten the idea that it was a little bit more serious than it actually feels in real life, because that's another thing about battle rap, is that, like, you know, you're headlining the show and you're just out there with the people, like, kicking it, like, not on some rock star shit at all. Just, like, talking to whoever want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And, like, knowing that you're about to go out there and have to do battle and say, like, 15 minutes or more worth of shit that you have to memorize. And you were out there like it was nothing.
Yeah, man. We the most accessible, like, entertainers in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I move with a team, but at the same time, we, like you say, we still in the midst of the crowd. We still, like, a part of all of that. We, like, you can easily just walk up, hey, can I get a pic? Can I get a autograph? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of it ain't no VIP sections off time. I mean, it is, but most people ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the battlers is right there in the trenches of that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. And it's hard, too, though, to do that and get on stage, like you just said. That's what motherfuckers don't know, how hard it be to do all of that and then still have to get up there and perform, because you see dudes, we out there drinking, they chilling, they might get lax, they get tired, 8 hours of standing and sitting and doing all that bullshit. Then you got to get up there and go flawless, and it ain't like you can perform no song and dude can just finish your words for you. Like, the moment you slip up on a word, boo, you know what I'm saying? We won't hear that shit. You
like, I went in back maybe an hour or two before T-Rex battled, and I saw him, and he was in a full zone. Like, just walking back and forth, rapping his verses over and over and over to himself. Were you ever like that, or does that help you if you
do
are kind of isolated like that?
Yeah, I gotta isolate myself, but like, I can't, like, be the, I never knock the T-Rex, that's my guy, but I can't be like the dude that you catch walking around rapping it, because it fucked me up. Like, I gotta just know it, or I know it, you know what I'm saying? So I go to myself somewhere, isolate myself, relax just to get a peace of mind, and then, like, I just know it, because for me, overly repetitive, you know what I mean, being repetitive with that stuff, and it make you fuck up, like, you overthink it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more like, I just know I got it once I get up there. It's like, even if I don't got it, once I get on that stage, it's like something click, like, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean, it's showtime, like, it's now or never, you know what I'm saying? It's on some warrior shit, you feel me? So like, for me, I really probably don't do, like, to that extreme, but I do for sure go to myself right before the battle. Like, even before this one, a lot of people probably didn't notice it, but I zoned off 4 seconds by myself in the cut, got right, then I came out, you know what I'm saying?
It must have just felt like such an amazing W, because, you know, you're super close to, like, where you were born, where you were brought up.
Yeah.
You got tons of people, like, who are basically, like, the backbone of L.A. rap music, you know, all the way from a Big U to a Crooked Eye to to Drake, obviously, you know, all these people.
In the building.
I mean, there's so many questions I could ask, but I guess one is just, like, how the fuck did you get to the point of headlining this so quickly?
Okay.
Like, it feels like, in a lot of ways, you know, it's years of grinding, but it happened pretty quick. Like, how do you describe it?
Yeah, so for, like, okay, like you say, it has been years of grinding, but I within these last recent years in battle rap, I've been on the forefront of it. You know what I'm saying? I done won. They have a award that they give away at the end of the year that they started about 4 years ago called Champion of the Year, which
you
is
won,
like,
twice, right?
I done won it twice back to back, and then every year I done been in the top three of winning it. So even the year I didn't win it, I could have won it. They just probably gave it to somebody else because they tired of seeing me win it, type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? So I'm consistently on the top of that. You know what I mean? Like you said, the following that I bring, the support system I bring. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look at all of that as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't even, like, I'm talking about this, that's not even just in LA. Every state I go to, we like. like that. You know what I'm saying? That same, it's going to be 80% Crips if I'm on the card. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be 80% of Compton in the building if I'm on the card. They're going to come and support like that. So that also shows, like, you know, as far as in that company, like the type of, you know what I'm saying, support I got that other battlers might not got. So I'm headlining, I'm main eventing, but I'm not fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Because you could lose that spot fast. Battle rap is a, they love you now, they hate you. They hate you even faster. You know what I mean? Sport, like, soon as you choke, mess up one battle, two battles, all right, man, he trash now. You know what I'm saying? You could have had 10 great performances. You mess up twice, they don't want to see you.
You're a big, like a presence in the room, even if you're not in the room at that battle, because it's like so many of the other rappers felt the need to like reference you in their bars. You know, I mean, that was kind of surprising.
I heard my name a lot. I get that every battle now, though, but that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, it's just a presence that come with it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? I take it all in humbly, though. You know what I'm saying? Because to get to this point, it was a long road. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a long road. There was times where, like, I was at the bottom of them cards. You know what I'm saying? Where I would have to exceed expectations because people looking like, all right, this dude from Compton, who is he? Geechee, Gotti, all right, but we got Loaded Lux on the car, we got Murder Mook on the car, we got Sue Surf on the car, we got, you know what I mean, all these different names. They like, and I'm having to overshow out in order to keep up, you know what I'm saying, with the star power of those dudes at that time, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a long road for it to switch around, and now the tide's turned.
What was the appeal to you in the first place? Because I imagine you probably weren't getting paid that much to start, like when you were doing that battle in the alley we were just talking about. What was driving you to actually pursue that, though?
Man, just the motivation of just like trying to find a way to do something else, like besides the streets, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's the same story, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be jail or death, like, you know what I'm saying? If you really out here like that, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm pushing myself this way, like my homeboy KP, who was booking them alleyway battles at that time, he probably give you $100 or something. 200, he ain't got it like that, but it's like, all right, fuck it, come on, 200, and all my peoples get in, so we go somewhere, he book out a club in Orange County, we in there, we turn the battle into a party afterwards, like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's giving us something to do. So me, I'm like, all right, if I can turn it into something. So I think about 2017, when I really had like my first big battle on URL, I battled Av. I just went to jail and I got bailed out. So once I bailed out, they booked me versus Av. So I'm battling him the whole time. I'm on bail, and I'm in the company URL. Even King of the Dot at the time was helping me out with the bail and stuff. And they just letting me know, like, man, like this is serious. You know what I'm saying? Like you can make money in this, but you know, you got to stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? You can't be getting locked up. And we trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was traffic. It was the first big event in LA, Disaster Battle Tay Rock. You know what I'm saying? I was one of the like earlier battles on that card. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going through that. Then I show out versus Av, and everybody like talking about it, like, oh man, Geechee Gotti, da da da. But it's like the whole time, the back of my head is like, man, I probably finna have to go to jail or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So this don't even matter. So after I went and did the stint, got out real, you know what I mean, through the blessings of God, I'm like, man, you know what, man, I need to take this shit serious, though. You know what I'm saying? So I spoke with, like, the company, shout out Beasley, Chico, Smack, and all them, Organic and them over there, all the leagues that I got good relationships with, like, hey, if I'm going to come work, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be ready to work, but it got to make sense, you know what I'm saying? And since then, you know, it's been making sense. Like, every battle, you know what I'm saying, my price go up every battle. You know what I'm saying? They kept me active, too, though. Like I'm letting them know, like, bro, I got to be getting booked, like, because if I got idle time, man, I'm finna be in the hood. I got nothing else to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? So that's why I was battling so consistently. Like, I'm battling, like, every month, you know what I'm saying? I'm in New York this month. I'm in North Carolina this month. I'm in Houston, Texas this month. Like, they kept me going, you know what I'm saying? And just to keep me out of trouble, so to speak. And then I just upheld my end of the bargain by being consistent.
What's the difference between getting ready for Loaded Lux and getting ready for one of these smaller battles that you were doing at that time? Like, how much more time are you putting into it? How much more difficult is it for you to figure that out in your head?
It's difficult. This battle, though, real crazy thing about it is I didn't really even have that much time for Lux, because I just battled Calico in Houston September 25th. So I had like 30 days for Lux for real, you know what I'm saying? But I took that 30 more serious than if I just had 30 days for some random dude. Like, I gotta give him the full 30. Like, I gotta go in the room, close the door, you know what I mean, and just write and pay attention and really get on my shit. I can't play around. Somebody else, I know I could probably beat them at like 50%. You know what I'm saying? I can get in there, half my shit, freestyle a little bit, and my star power over, you know what I'm saying? Right. Over exceed, because it's that type of sport, you know what I'm saying? To where it's like they gonna cheer for who they coming to see. So if I'm going against, like, you know what I mean, Future Strips, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Shout out to our sponsor. If you want to eat some weed products
on the real,
I got this for you.
He got that, you feel me? So if I'm battling this person, somebody that they probably didn't didn't know as a battle rapper, and he come out and he just okay, and I come on, I'm a little bit okay. I got more of a name, more of a buzz. I'm gonna be able to win, you know what I'm saying? But Loaded Lux, his star power matches mine. He's like that, so I gotta come 100%. Bars gotta be on point, stage presence, delivery, everything gotta be on 10. So like, it's a totally different preparation when it comes to battling somebody like him. Way different.
Is it? Do you love that process of like having a, you know, tuck yourself away for a few hours per day for a while, or like what does it look like? Is it you in your room? Do you go
shit,
you go to the fucking Starbucks? Where you go?
I do so much different shit, man. Like me, I can't even afford to do that because we got so much shit going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Business wise, we got no studio, as y'all see the clothing, you feel me? So we got clothing, we doing all day. I got a great team, as you can see, so they help getting all the stuff out. I'm doing podcasts 2 times a week with no studio and network. I'm running around doing other shit, music studio, so I really don't be having time for it. But at the same time, for when I do make time, that's what I gotta do. Like I got kids at home, you know what I'm saying? I got a wife, like, hey, they understand, my whole family, everybody understand. It'd be days where I can't even answer the phone. I gotta be like, all right, man, door locked, yeah, I can't come out for about 4-5 hours and try to like get to this shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm probably the thing that most people probably won't know is I'm a procrastinator like a motherfucker, though. So even as much as all that I'm saying, I still don't do all that to like probably the last 14 days. Like, so even though I got 30 days of doing that, them last 14, but that's when I'm gonna really lock in. But since I've been doing it so long, it's mental condition. It's like sports, you know what I'm saying? Like if you a boxer and you know how to train, you know how to like get back in shape when it's time to get in boxing weight, you feel me?
Yeah.
When it's time for a battle, I know like how much time I need, you know what I'm saying? So the average dude probably can't do what I do, you know what I'm saying? But me, I'm trained mentally to do this shit. Like I've been doing it so long, like going on 4 years of battling every 30 days, like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like, was there a little bit of a hesitation for you early on because you probably didn't really like understand the battle rap thing? You might have, like, from a gangbanger perspective, the shit gotta seem like kind of corny, right?
Yeah.
And don't you feel like probably a ton of people that you're associated with think that it's dope now, who might have thought it was some weird shit before?
I get a gang of that, of people that's like, man, I watch this shit because of you. Like, now I can relate to it. It's a real, you know what I mean? Some street shit involved in it. Like, definitely was early on looking like being a gangbanger, as far as in that sense of like, we got code of conduct, so I still conduct myself a certain way. I'm not finna get up there and do nothing on stage that I wouldn't do, you know what I'm saying, in the streets. So I'm not going, if I'm battling a blood, I'm not finna diss bloods or some shit like that. But in battle rap, it was people that do that, you know what I'm saying? So that's a learning curve that I had to go through of like, you know, understanding, like, you might hear somebody try to say crab because I'm a Crip, and that's their way of trying to make the bar hit, you know what I'm saying, or something like that.
But where if I would they're have to, outside of it, they might not know that can make a lot of
that
people.
That can make a lot of people, exactly. Issues. So that's the learning curve they had to learn. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you can do this right here, but you can't just do this everywhere. Big
certain
dog, like,
things are over the line.
So if you see I'm not doing it, you know what I'm saying? That's what show you that it's not, you know what I mean? It's not as serious. You could think of something else to do because it's bigger than just these bars. Like, you could do that and that footage forever. So somebody could see you somewhere else and want to ask you about that. Ain't got nothing to do with me. I understand. I'm getting paid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But somebody outside might not be. So yeah, that type of learning curves of it. But you know what I mean? For the most part, now I don't think it's corny no more. I don't think it's looked at like that no more since I've been in it. Like you said, you got dudes like Big U at the event, you know what I'm saying? You got motherfucking, like you said, Drake and all these people, Remy Ma, people in the building that's like street, you know what I mean?
Right.
Rappers and street, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Influencers that's coming and paying attention to it, you feel me? So I don't think it's even looked at like that at all no more, you know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely. I'm kind of jumping all over the place here,
but it's all good.
When we go back to those street gang videos, it just seems like a very different person who is walking around describing his existence.
Yeah.
Like, what was your best case scenario at that time? What was your hope? And could you have ever imagined yourself being as productive and as successful as you managed to become?
Yeah, I mean, like, even if you watch that, I always had a sense of self and, like, self-awareness, you know what I'm saying? And understanding, like, the environment. Well, you know what I'm saying? I didn't let this shape me. Like, I'm in... within it, I'm still saying, if you watching this, if you a youth watching this, don't gang bang. It ain't gonna get you nothing but dead or in jail, you know what I'm saying? Like, the average person probably ain't even gonna tell somebody that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, look, they cripping they blood and they getting money, they hanging out, it look like a fun thing to do, man. Like, man, all our friends is dead, you know what I'm saying? Or die when we kids, you know what I'm saying? We starting at 12, like, I'm not no dude who start banging at 21 and all that shit. Like, I don't understand them. I'm talking about, like, we 12, so we, like, imagine you got a 12-year-old son, You dig what I'm saying? Right. And he banging though, like really banging though, like outside with guns and drugs and grown ass men, like who could tell him like shut the fuck up, fire him up. He can't go in the house and tell his mama. He just got fired on by a 25-year-old dude because he ain't do what he was supposed to do and within the laws of the gang. You dig what I'm saying?
Fuck.
You feel me? Like that's the side they don't understand. Like you feel me? Like so that right there was what I was doing on that interview, telling them like this ain't the life to be portraying. Now this is what it is because it is. You know what I mean? Like the protection of the neighborhood, the family, the all of that, that's the good parts of it, but it's still a flip side. You know what I'm saying? That is wars going on. People die young. People go to jail for protecting themselves or protecting their loved ones, and you might not never see them again. Right. And then when you don't see them again, you might only got one or two of them that still contact them and still look out for them when they in that place. They might not never get to talk to their childhood friends again. You dig what I'm saying? Because niggas done moved on. Niggas ain't got, you know what I mean, got time to talk to you or whatever. You feel me? So that was my whole thing at that mindset at that time was just like, I know I can't be doing this all day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? As much as I love it, I can't be the dude 50, 60 still on the block trying to tell niggas to go put in work. Like, that's not my move. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool on that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I need something else going on. You feel me? So I was pushing. I kept pushing. And you know what I'm saying? I believe and I pray. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my faith always was on some like, if I keep doing the right thing, eventually it's going to turn over. You know what I'm saying? So the battling just was the first thing that turned over. Like, I was doing music. I'm doing other shit too. But the battling was, I would never would have thought that battling would have introduced me to cats like Drake and all these different, you know what I'm saying? Never in a million years. But, you know, it's just staying consistent that, you know what I mean? And it ended up turning off like that. You know what I mean? It took me from that to this right here. You know what I'm saying?
What would you say to people? I see a few little comments here and there. Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who feel like people like Drake putting up battle rap events or probably even someone like me interviewing you is kind of like a bad thing, that like the culture needs to remain hardcore, etc. We shouldn't be friendly to tourists. How do you feel when you hear that kind of thing?
No, you need that for it to grow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody saying something with don't involve Drake or somebody or any type of millionaire celebrity don't be involved don't even make sense. Like, you feel me? Like, why not? Like, keep it like, nah. They trying to get money. They trying to advance it. You know what I'm saying? Bringing more eyes to it. Bringing more awareness to it. Yourself doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Using y'all platform. It's cross-branding, cross-promoting. So, nah, I would say for whoever that is, they foolish. You know what I'm saying? Because you want it to grow in order for it to get past that level of just being just some street log, you know what I mean? Right. Back and forth bars. Like, you wanted to be able to make money enough to where the youth can see that they can do this. Like, okay, if I can, this could be a career path now for somebody. And it might change over the years to where it's not as, I know some people probably want it to always remain as grimy as it is, but at the same time, it could be something where it might not be as, you know what I mean, grimy, so then it can fit everywhere all over the world, you know what I'm saying?
Because it used to be a lot more grimy, per se, than it is now.
You know, like, people
serious money off of it I mean, that wasn't necessarily the case.
Wasn't the case back then. I was saying that in the battle, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit we getting now, y'all wasn't, you feel me? Like, Caffeine, the company that is streaming on, is like a multi-million-dollar deal with the URL, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, so, and this stuff, our battles get promotion on Fox and billboards all across LA and different states, you know what I'm saying? So this shit is like way to another level than people probably even imagine, for real.
Right. Yeah, does it feel strange to you in some ways that you could be like the biggest fucking thing in battle rap?
Yeah.
But then meanwhile, to a certain extent, amongst like a more mainstream audience or whatever, you're still kind of like fighting in a sense to be recognized on the level that you know that you should be.
Yeah, nah, it is strange on the real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, is different, you know what I'm saying? But in a way it plays both sides, because it's some people that know me that don't even know certain other people, because art, you know what I mean, it be people that hit you up from Africa, like, you know what I mean, like, Geechee, you the greatest, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? They probably don't even know some, because there's a lot of rappers that got millions of fans I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends on what you into. But I definitely know, like, battle rap has its own world though. Like, if you into it, like the millions of people that's into it, you probably bigger than Drake to some of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they watch you consistently, but it's a world outside of that I think that once you can mesh the two worlds, which I think that's what they're trying to do, then it will help, you know what I mean, bring more awareness to these dudes, and you know what I mean, make them bigger stars than they already is.
Was that like a learning curve for you, having to get used to the fact that you were making content for people who are coming from a totally different perspective than the people that you grew up around?
Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you get people that hit you up and you know, like, I had a bar where I said, you know what I'm saying, my partner died years ago, you know what I'm saying, his mama still paying his phone bill just so she could call and hear him talking to voicemail. People from the streets can relate to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. You know what I mean? But the ironic thing is people that used to hit me up, yeah, I done had old white ladies, like, I still paid my son phone bill because he died from cancer and he used to talk and I wanted to hear that. You know, so you never know who be watching this and what type of people be into that and what you said that affected them. And them being people that just, like, man, I felt this because I was going through this and you said this bar and it made me feel a way. And then been the hardest street dudes tats all in their face would be like, man, cuz when you said that, that was what I was going through, bro. That's the only reason why I only listen to you. So it's all walks of life really watch this shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a hard bar by any standard. That, like, just kind of hit me. I was like, damn, that's some real ass shit. But is there ever a part of you that's like, this shit is too hard for a battle, I should save it for a song, or vice versa? Like, this is too hard for a song, I should save it for the battle?
It been times where I said shit in battles where I was like, damn, man, if I just would have put a dope-ass beat behind this round right here, they could have a million by now. But it's like, you know, it's just like, it just be timing, too, you know what I'm saying? Because I said shit in songs that I'd be like, damn, I should use in the battle. Then sometimes I might take some out of battle and still put it in the song, depending on how I'm feeling. But for the most part, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It is times where it's like, because even in battles, it'd be like, if I'm going against a certain opponent, I'd be like, nah, I can't say that to him. It's too much for him. He ain't even, he don't need all that. You know what I'm saying? Let me scrap that and say this for somebody that day. You know what I mean? That's more dope.
You write in your phone, or you got like notebooks at home?
I write in my phone. Okay. For real. Like, I used to do the notebook shit. I really don't even do the, sometimes I don't do the phone shit. Like, I'm trying to learn how to get it more in my, you know what I mean, in my head and like come up with it, because I freestyle a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I try to like learn as much as I can, because I had battles where my whole phone done crashed right before the battle, and then I be fucked, like, oh damn, what the fuck I'm gonna do now? So I'm trying to learn how to get it more so to where I'm just, you know, I got a photogenic memory, so if I see it a few times, wow, I can just say it to myself.
That's interesting, because that's what I was thinking. I think that every time I watch a battle, it's like, this is fucking amazing. Just the fact that they can remember like a half hour worth of raps is pretty fucking wild, really.
For real. Yeah, I got photographic memory. Like, I see the words on the paper while I'm rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I'm saying it to him, like, that shit just popping up in my head like it's on my phone. On the real. Right. That shit crazy.
I was really impressed by Rum Nitty at the battle as well. How did you guys become close? Was he battling before you, or did he get into it through you?
Nah, he been battling before me. He from Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, okay. I ain't know him personally when we was young or nothing like that, but once we, you know, and of course, the affiliation, he a Crip, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we used to go take them trips out of town because it wasn't big on the West. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap, as you see now, is getting there. And now it's like they saying the West run battle rap and this is where the culture is. But, you know, years ago, it wasn't like that. It was strictly East Coast, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So when we would battle over there, that's what would be, like, made our camaraderie closer, because it's like we both coming from the West. Everybody over here don't want to cheer for us. So now we got to stand behind each other in battles. And I got to be like, man, go, nigga, he's saying some hard ass shit. Fuck y'all hating for, you know what I'm saying? So that made us be closer as we going to war against other people's favorites in their town and just having to be close. So we gained that bond throughout the years of just going on the road. You know what I'm saying? We would make sure we'd be on the same car. If they hit me, all right, for sure. Hey, hit Nitty, put Nitty on me. You know what I'm saying? If they hit him, hey, make sure Gotti battling somebody too. You know what I'm saying? And they would always do that. So we would probably have about 4, 5, 6 events back to back, just traveling together, catching these planes, catching these flights, being in these hotels and just sparring and making sure we was on top of our game, and we just became like brothers in this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you see a lot of people like from where you grew up and shit trying to, who want to emulate you or who even come to you and say like, how do I fucking dip my toe into this?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I on this coast now, it's a lot of up and coming battlers that's dope doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of them tell me now, like, bro, I'm doing this because of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like now I can do it. Like, dudes from different hoods who, like, I see a lane that I can use. I don't have to just be some punchline dude. I could tell my story, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the lane I opened up is, a lane of just telling your story, you know what I'm saying? People want to hear that. Where you from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, speak that on into a battle, you know what I'm saying? Because it's 1,000 people in the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Like, 500 of these motherfuckers might have been from the same shit you from. Right. So just talk your shit, you know what I'm saying? So I think, yeah, it's a gang of them right now that just be like, yo, Geech, I'm doing this shit. Like, you my favorite battler. Are you the influence of why my style is like this? And that shit crazy.
Fire. One thing I forgot to say that I wanted to say at the beginning was shout out to your stepfather, Big Rob.
Shout out Big Rob.
One of the people who came up to me and told me that I need to interview you, but he had a very certain, like, older gentleman swagger to him that I appreciated.
Man, shout out Big Rob, man.
For sure. Do you feel like your performance the other day actually retired Daylight? Is that how this worked? Like, he saw your performance and then he was like, all right, I'm done.
I don't know what's up with Day, man. Shout out Daylight, but you know, I seen he said, I think him and Lux was supposed to battle. So the backstory behind me and Lux battle is initially it was Daylight versus Lux.
Okay.
For whatever reason, Daylight ain't to take the battle. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to battle, I think, T-Rex or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Nitty was supposed to battle somebody else. It was just, the card was a totally different card. You know what I'm saying? So when they took, when Daylight didn't do it, they like, oh man, Geechee, you and Lux, makes sense, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck how much, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You feel me? So we straightened that out. So I think maybe since I cleaned him up, Daylight probably like, that battle ain't as big as it probably would have been. Mm-hmm. Even though I still think it'd be dope, you know what I'm saying, to see they both like lyricists. My style and Day's way different, but as a battler, sometimes when opponent feel like a, you know what I mean? You took a loss. It's like, I don't even want that battle right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to go catch a win and then come back. So, yeah, I might have retired Daylight then. It might be my fault.
I mean, Daylight retiring is overall a bad thing for, like, West Coast battle rap as a community, wouldn't you say? Because I feel like he's such a big personality.
He
has a big-ass fan base that goes outside of battle rap. I feel like him retiring is kind of a shame. Like, do you want to sink your teeth into him?
Yeah, I mean, you don't never want to see him retire, definitely. But battle rap, I don't even think you really retire from battle rap, though. Like you, nobody retired. Every battle rapper done said they retired. Daylight probably done said it 10 times.
Every rapper says it, but then every battle rapper really says it. Because, like, it's more intense.
Yeah, like, after every battle, it's like, man, I'm done with this. I'm retiring. Like, retiring doing what, man? Yeah. Baking cookies, man. Get back in the ring. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So they'll be back. I think he just saying some shit just to try to, you know, because I don't know. I can't take him serious because he be trolling a lot anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you feel me? He one of them dudes who would just say anything. You know what I mean? So, but, like, if he is retired, you know, that is a tough hit for the West as far as, because, like you say, he's one of our bigger stars.
Do you think that the people want to see you and him battle?
Yeah. I told him that, too, though. I said, man, I think people want to probably see us battle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of motherfuckers don't be wanting to battle me, though. I ain't saying him, but it's like, you know, it's like with me, I know it's like people be like, fuck, I don't know what this nigga gonna say to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you niggas be wanting to prepare and take time and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I take, you know, a lot of these battles, I just take whoever they got because, you know, it'd be hard for them to get people to sign that shit to battle me.
Right. Yeah. It must be strange preparing for a Daylight battle because you don't know what condition he's gonna show up in. I mean, he's just done so many strange things that could throw you for a loop.
We was booked to battle in April 2020, but COVID hit on everything.
Well, I didn't know
We was booked to battle on King of the Dot. He came. He was supposed to do three battles or something. Battle on RBE, URL, and King of the Dot. I was his King of the Dot battle, and then COVID hit, and then they didn't do that event, and then shit, it never happened.
The consensus seems to be that you've at least, like, caused a lot of battle rappers to now, like, openly talk about their street affiliations more.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's just that they feel more comfortable saying it, or do you feel like people are actually, like, joining gangs because of you, or how do you feel like this works?
I don't know. Some niggas, I don't know. Like, because, I mean, if you was battling for years and they didn't know you banged, like, that's like, to me, like, I don't know, what would, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because most bangers is, like, open with they shit, you know what I'm saying?
It's not supposed to be an option.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be, like, everybody just kind of knows.
You kind of already know, like, you ain't got to guess, like, do this nigga bang or not? Like, you feel me? Like, right. They feel me? That don't make sense. So I think what it is they seen the lane open up. Like, damn, man, like, gang banging is like, it's pop. Maybe they looked at it like, maybe that's why I ascended where I ascended to. Like, maybe they only fucking with him because he gang banging. So y'all didn't forgot I was a Crip too. Y'all forgot I was a Blood too. Mm. So it kind of got like that. But I just think the fans they know it's still going to be, you got to be authentic with it. It's going to be seen. You know what I'm saying? So, because you can buy a million bandanas and put them on your head and all that shit, but that's not going to make it authentic. And then at the same time, I don't even get up there and promote, like, no gang shit. Like, I'm just a gangbanger that battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the battle community. But I don't be up there the whole time on no banging shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just natural the way I'm going to come across, my aggression, the way I talk, my lingo. Like, this normal. This not no made up act. You know what I'm saying? This how we, my lingo is going to come off like that. You know what I'm saying? I think so. It's not forced. So those dudes who started coming on later and doing it, I think it started looking forced. And so that's why it's like, oh, Geechee got them doing that, because it's like, y'all wasn't already doing this. You know what I'm saying? They heard you rapping about, you know, I mean, punches and shit the whole time. Now you throwing up your hood every other round. Like, you wasn't doing that. I came in the game. You can go to my earliest battles. I'm already doing this. I'm having rags on. I'm doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely. Man. Okay. So I also, that's pretty crazy. Like, just that it could have that big of an effect. But at the same time, the thing that I was just thinking about is how rap music in general is kind of like on that too. It's on where that it's too. Like, there's way more discussion of that. I feel like the average rap everybody listener gets different gangs way more right now than they did like 5 years ago, for sure.
But like, gangbanging as a culture done just transcended from where it started at, and it's just worldwide. Like, you got people in Switzerland that's banging. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People in China. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it spread like the plague. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel that shit everywhere. So you can't really. Yeah, you know what I mean? You can't really speak on it as far as in a negative light, because it just went where it went. You know what I'm saying? It's people that's watching that shit on TV and they found something about it that they liked and they drew themselves to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this is where it's real at. So a lot of times that's the misconception, where people think that people from out here like shit on other states or cities and things of that nature, but it's not that. It's just that this is the epicenter. You know what I mean? This is the epicenter. It's where it began at. You know what I mean? This is the heart of it. And the shit that people that out here deal with is different than where you might go through, because you could be another battle rapper from another state somewhere, and you could wear those rags and probably walk up and down the street all day, and you know what I mean? And the motherfuckers looking at you like a rap star. Like, you put that blue bandana on your head and walk around Compton, Washington, LA, nigga, eventually somebody gonna pull up on you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, that's not no cool thing to do, like, unless you bout what you gonna, you know what I mean? You gotta be prepared for what's gonna happen. Your whole day gonna change. Mm. Put a blue rag on your head right now, walk up and down my hood right now, you know what I'm saying? Your whole day gonna change. No. You might get shot, you might go to jail, you might have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Might get your ass whooped, might have to whoop somebody. Like, that's it. Within 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Walk up and down like this for 10 minutes. But they could probably walk up and down Hollywood you know what I'm saying, and do it. But, like, in the hood, you can't do that. You might be in another state and really can do that, though.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, nigga, they just repping. They just banging. Like, they don't understand the repercussions. So that's why I think the fans, when it came to me, they know, like, if y'all wasn't doing that because y'all, when y'all came out here and y'all battled out here, y'all wasn't doing that. You know what I'm saying? So if you wasn't banging like that when you was coming out here years ago, when it was like that, then it looked phony. It looked like it wasn't real.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. Does this stuff ever turn into real shit? Like, have you ever had that happen? You said that you got in that one situation.
Yeah.
How often does this shit actually turn into shit? Because really, like, a lot of times you have basically like gang members saying things to each other that in every other context
they would fighting,
cause somebody to fight, shoot, etc. Kind of amazing that it doesn't seem like it turns into that very often.
Yeah, it don't really. I ain't even going to put no extras on it. It really don't, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing I will say about the culture. Like, it really don't. You know what I mean? It's to be times where they might talk crazy online to each other, but then a lot of them people, they see each other and nothing happen.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it might go, somebody might catch a fight or somewhere, but, like, you know what I mean? That's probably the most you will see. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, it haven't been no uproar, crazy violence. Like, oh man, these battle rappers is beefing and they shooting at each other when they see each other, or you know what I'm saying, these dudes is shutting down events. And nah, it haven't went to that. Like, for the most part, like, it's kind of like understood. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. What's the most played out shit that people say to you in battles?
Man, I get the most shit I get. I always hear the gangster angle. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, you banging, but you promoting it and this. I get
try to shame you.
Try to shame it. I don't know if you familiar, if not, but I'm pretty sure, like, my fan base is familiar. I'm connected with a guy that named Avocado, who directs battles, and he had a situation where they thought he did something racist, and I'm like, man, he ain't no racist. So I hear that's why Luck said, you talking for Avocado. So I hear that all the time, like, oh, Geechee be looking out for white people, like, he a racist lover or some shit, you feel me? Like, you feel me? So I get that, you know what I mean? Like, a gang of, like, stupid, dumbass angles, all that shit be getting played out for real.
Every kind of Crip joke, every kind of, like, nutty pun.
Every nutty punch.
Anybody ever say anything about the Nutty Professor?
I heard Nutty Professor.
That would be pretty good. Man.
I heard Nutty Bar. Any like DM, all that shit, man.
I thought of one when I was working out this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
If I was battling you, I would say something about like, when this chopper hits you,
okay,
it's going to be a no nut November.
Oh, because that's what you would literally have to battle me in November, though, for that to work. You said any other month, it ain't going to
hit. But, bro, you could say some other shit that rhymes with, like, December and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you could.
I thought of this literally while, and you know, earlier,
that
too.
That was a boy on the load.
My girl was looking at my toothbrush, yeah. And I got the electronic toothbrush where yeah. You can replace. She goes, why do you never change your head up? I go, right back at you. My girl actually has fire top pause, but like I felt like I'm too tuned into the battle rap shit. Like yeah. My brain is starting to work in punchlines.
It's
little
time
more.
To get you on the stage. Cause that was a bar to hit her with right there. She ain't like slap you or nothing crazy, you know.
Nah, she kind of it took her a second. Then
took
she
her
giggled.
A second.
Yeah,
yeah, on the real. Now that was a cold punch right there. Like why you ain't switch yours up?
Battle ooh. My girl, yeah.
Now me, yeah, I'm telling you, you tripping, man.
But so the no nut November thing, you're not feeling that.
I ain't gonna say I ain't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Like I know you could go. You know what I'm saying? You can yeah. You can take it to another level, man.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
that still was kind of dope, though.
And then it occurs to me when I was thinking about that must be the weird thing about being a battle rapper is you have like a little seed of an idea,
yeah,
and then you just start elaborating on it and making the bars before it, work with it, and the bars yep. afterwards, and it.
That's exactly what it
and,
is.
And do you ever just like work yourself up to the point where you're like? This is way too much.
Way too
I gotta
much.
Simplify this shit.
That's
down.
Me. That's me. But that's what I do. I think my whole thing is I try to make it to where it's digestible for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So if you you like lyrics, I'm gonna make it to where it's lyrical enough to where you like, oh, that still was a dope bar, but I wanted to still be the person that just wanna catch something just regular as just I'm just watching this shit can still catch it. I think that's the balance of this shit to get to them certain levels. You don't wanna just be all over the head with everything to where you just in there like, what the fuck is these people talking about? Like, it sounds good, but I don't understand it. Like, you got to text the person next to you like, what do he say? What do we mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to know what somebody mean. You like, you a bitch.
Right.
Like, he mean he a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Rhyme something with it. Hit him with the switch. He was a bitch. That nigga told he a snitch. You know what I'm saying? Boom, bam. You know what I'm saying? Real yeah, quick, right. Real fast. And it's over with. You know what I'm saying? So I just come with, like, I try to make it everything makes sense to my opponent. I try not to have no filler or like filler is usually where it's just bars that don't mean nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm battling you, your name Adam, I'm gonna come as many Adam flips as I can come with and I'm gonna talk about what I know about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you talking about your girl head week, I'm gonna get on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Throw
like
the bar right back
you know,
at
I'm gonna
me.
Throw it right back at you. You feel me? That's what I'm on. You feel me? So I think, yeah, like for me, I try to simplify it as much as possible, man, because like you say, it's a whole lot of different eyes on it now. And you know, everybody don't be wanting to just be thinking too hard, man. Motherfuckers wanna catch that shit.
Yeah, that's kind of like in the long run probably something that is tempting for battle rappers but is maybe not great for it is for the best bars to always be something so intricate that points back to some random ass drama that you know then it becomes like less approachable
it's
to
less
the
approachable
fans
to everybody else because if you don't know about it you gotta be like what who are they talking about who are these people these specific people that I never heard of this might be big in battle rap or this might be big on this level but nobody else know what they talking about you
and
know
now
what
that I'm subscribed to a couple of battle rap channels where I see them posting videos like constantly about the tiniest little like encounters or disses within the culture.
They do that.
And I'm just like, wow, like they're really like just trying to like, it's like a paparazzi
it's
type
like a
thing
paparazzi
to a certain extent because
yeah,
they want to, which I respect it because there's an audience for it. But at the same time, it's like, wow, this is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it is like the battle rap media is like that. It's like because they strictly like be on battle rap. So I think it like once you get into the culture, like you say, now you paying attention, you see like it's a whole like lane for people that just like, you know what I mean? Keep up with everything that's going on, all the good, the bad, the ugly of battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
So when did you realize that you wanted to like kind of create your own media company platform alongside what you're doing in battle rap? Tell me a little bit about that decision.
Man, you know what I mean? Shout out my partner over there in the cut, Kent. You know what I'm saying? He used to always just tell me like, man, you got to do something with your brand. Like you bigger than you think. You know what I mean? And you probably know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looking at it like, yeah, you know what I mean? As a brother, like, I see you making your money from battles and you doing this, you doing that. But at the same time, you kind of, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? At the end of the time, long run, like, you ain't going to battle rap forever. I know you ain't just finna be up there to you Lux in them age. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, salute Lux. I had to take one more shot at it, bro. But nah, like, you know, you ain't finna be trying to do this shit all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, use your brand while it's hot to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So he was the first one to be like, man, let's try to get a podcast. Let's try to turn it to a media network and just, you know, funnel everything, man. Like, funnel all your businesses to this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? I want to help you with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he already got businesses and things of that nature, that mindset. He know that I'm with whatever he with, though, like, because he was with me on another level in the trenches, you know what I'm saying? Like, before he got to where he at now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, if I could trust you to go on a mission with me before, nigga, I can definitely trust you with some business. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So that's where that mindset was at. One of my brothers telling me something like, bro, you need to do this. Like, fuck all this other shit, man. Let's put this together. Let's do this. So we started the business, man. We started doing the podcast. We had a shop where people could come up and get the clothing and things of that nature.
Is the shop not around anymore?
Nah, not right now. You know what I'm saying? So
pandemic shut it down, or?
Yeah.
No, that's basically what happened with mine, too. We shut the shop down as soon as the pandemic started going. Yeah.
Pandemic fucked shit up, right? So he had that where people could pull up physical. So it was just helping enhance the brand, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All of that made it bigger to where, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could physically be able to pull up and see me. You know what I'm saying? Seeing me more outside of battles with the podcast and, you know what I mean? Bringing people like Gina on and bringing other people on to, like, you know, cross brand and things of that nature. So, like, that was already, bro, like, you know what I mean? Putting that bug in my ear to help, you know what I mean? Change
it. Yeah, because, like, you know, you're building up all these other platforms. Like, when you go and you rap on Caffeine or whatever, it's like, you know, it's good money. You're building a position for yourself, really. Yeah. But at the same time, you don't own it.
I don't own it.
So I think it's dope that you're also, like, at the same time trying to create that. I feel like the battle rap shit blowing up in LA seems like almost inevitable, so that it could get a lot bigger, and then you could be right there at the forefront to be the one sort of guiding those conversations. Yeah. You know,
that's what we trying to do, man. I'm throwing an event November the 28th. I got a league, The Riot. I'm throwing an event 28th out here in LA. You know what I'm saying? November the 28th. I'm a battle on that card again. You know what I'm saying? They probably announcing it right now while we talking, but I'm gonna battle again, you know what I'm saying? So, like you say, every 30 days, you know what I'm saying? I'm back at it, you know what I'm saying?
Does it ever worry something that you're gonna run out of opponents?
Nope, because they create battle rappers every day. It's always somebody like getting made in the lab somewhere, put him out there,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But, so I think that's my goal. I wanna see it get that big, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna see it get that big. I'm actually battling this guy. He's a Christian battle rapper by the name of A Ward, you know, so.
Okay.
And he battled me before. A lot of people felt like I lost that battle, so it's gonna be like a big rematch to the fans. The battle rap is gonna be big. So I think that's big to bring battles like that to LA and for me to also battle and do it too, you know what I'm saying? So they can see me more, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to bring a big card with a lot of names out on that, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's gonna be soon, man. And hopefully this can be one of many events that can kind of like shift the culture to kind of being more so like seen in LA a lot. Cause Caffeine is based in LA too, but you know, a lot of people sometimes don't go to all the URL events cause they don't hear about them. So like, I want, if I can push to where you know that this is what's going on through my channel, my platform, then that's what I'm about to try to do.
I saw Freeway and Cassidy.
Yeah.
That they came out and announced that they're battling. That seems pretty cool for somebody of my generation where I remember them battling on the radio back in the day. But that also makes me think, like, there's probably room for more rappers
to get in that shit.
To get in there. Yeah. Like, do you see that happening? Do you see that happening for anybody in LA in particular? Because I feel like that would be the craziest shit to blow you up.
Yeah.
Is battle, if you battled somebody who has like a real big, like, mainstream name. I'm sure you thought about that.
Hell yeah. I mean, I think that would take it to the next level out here. If somebody who's like considered a rapper or MC out here that probably haven't done battling, but they got their own platform and buzz, decided to want to get in the ring. But I think the thing with battling is some people afraid to kind of just step out there and do it. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, and there's no knock to any rappers, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a different thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So some people can't do it, you know what I mean? Just like some battle rappers can't make music, you know what I'm saying? But I think now in this day and age, that's changing. A lot of the battlers that's at this level now, they make dope music too, you know what I'm saying? They doing songs with top artists and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? But I think if those artists want to get into battle rap, I'd do it. If I was in their shoes and I could get a bag battling too, like, to me it's a no-brainer. Like, what? They giving out hundreds of thousands, just like some of these niggas ain't even getting that for shows. You know what I'm saying? We doing that one show, boom, 50, 60, you know what I'm saying? Clean up, you know what I mean? You probably can get more than that because your buzz is bigger. You come back and bring, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, like, I mean, to me it's just, you gotta like kind of just want the money, like, and you gotta kind of be on your business. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying niggas ain't getting that because I don't know what niggas getting.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, it's another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? You can add that to, you know what I mean? Like, it's free money. It's out there. You rapping this, man, that's easy for sure.
Definitely. How comfortable do you feel at this point financially or whatnot? Yeah. Like clearly your financial situation has changed a lot. How you feeling? Yeah.
Now I'm more financially comfortable than I've been in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying? I definitely can say that, you know what I mean? Where I'm not, like, and I'm, and like I say, with the help of my team and them keeping me focused on not just blowing money, like just doing crazy shit. You know, sometimes I probably do some stupid shit. I used to have a gambling problem back in the day.
Oh, really? Where'd you play?
Everywhere.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, nigga, I hated Vegas for, like, years because I used to go out there.
But what did you play, roulette?
I'm playing blackjack and shooting dice.
Yeah.
I mean, losing. Baccarat, I play that too, though. Baccarat, really? However the fuck you say it.
What's the most you ever blew at the casino?
Damn. In one sitting, like, the whole reason I went to jail that time, when I said before I went to, before I battled Av, man, I went to the casino, man, and lost like 40,000. I told my boy, man, we gotta go get that back.
Right.
Yeah, we went to try to get it back.
I thought me losing 10,000 in a day was pretty bad, but 40,000 is pretty serious, yeah.
Everything. On some fucking, how the fuck you lose that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And so that's when I knew it was some problem, because after I did, I still went back after that. After we got out of jail, I still tried to gamble again.
I know it's bad, too. Like, the gambling addiction is such a weird one, because so many people don't even understand that it exists.
Yeah.
But once you have it and you have that desire, and you could be sitting there with your kid or with your girl or working or doing something that, and still, there's a little thing in the back of your head that is just like, I want to just
I want to just gamble real quick. I just want to throw all this shit on the table and just like, let's get it.
And once you got it,
and once you got
a little bit of, you know, you're always just going to have it in the back of your head.
Because it's times when you win your 10s and your 15s and your thousands and all that, where you like, oh, okay, it's good. But then you lose more than you win in the long run. So they're like, so now, yeah, I don't really gamble. I don't do none of that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
It's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
As far as your music, did you kind of like let it take a backseat at a certain point, or are you still focused on making your own music at this point?
I'm doing music right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on an album called Illumigotti. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's being like executive produced by Jay Nari. You know what I'm saying? At this point in time, you know what I'm saying? So, and we've been working. Like, I got dope music. I've been quietly doing. I think everything is about timing too, you know? Like, I'm continuously taking the battles, and then, you know, the buzz growing, and you know what I'm saying? So that's going to help push the music as well. So I just been staying focused on that. But, yeah, I'm definitely – I've been making music throughout my battle career, though, dropping videos. I think one of the videos that did the most for me was the tribute I did to Nipsey.
Definitely,
the condolences, you know what I'm saying, when he passed away. Rest in peace to him.
What was your relationship with him, and what did he mean to you?
I didn't really have a personal relationship to him, you know what I mean, with him or not, but I respected what he did, like, business-wise, you know, his character, the way he, you know what I mean, showed himself to the public. I always respected it and watched it, you know what I'm saying, and fucked with it. I didn't – been to his shop, you know what I mean, purchased and supported millions of time. I had a close relationship with his security, J-Rock. I knew him when I was a young, and since we was kids, we've been close and tight. So, like, it was opportunities to probably meet and be like that, but never happened. So I just really had the relationship of just watching him and seeing his grind, his hustle, and respected that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that was really my whole purpose, even doing the record, just paying homage to, like, a legend line from on my side, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, he from the West, he a crib, he a legend. Like, nah, let's just pay some homage, you know what I'm saying, to a nigga that meant something to this coast, you know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Yeah, 100%. Uh-huh. Do you feel like it's, is being so on your shit battle-wise, do you feel like that in a lot of ways makes it so it's harder for you to pop off as a regular rapper? Have you ever thought about, like, maybe having to leave one behind to focus on the other, or is that even a thought?
I mean, I think it's hard to, I think you would have to eventually... You can't, like, you have to eventually, like take a break probably from battling for, like, at least to miss some events, like, some months or something, to kind of, like, to really give your music that full push that it needs, all the, you know what I mean, the promotion behind it and everything that you need, definitely, because battle rapping takes so much time. Like I said, you be having to go Zero Dark 30 and just, you know what I'm saying, so you probably ain't even thinking about doing radio interviews to talk about your music or doing, you know what I mean, freestyles and shit like that to let people know the album coming. So, yeah, you definitely going to have to, when you want to push it, like, all the way, I think you definitely got to let something, like, take a back seat for a second. You know what I mean? Most definitely. I believe that. Hell yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So I guess the question is, you know, okay, just Drake as an example. Mm-hmm. We look at him. We think he's been on top of this shit for 10 fucking years. He's been killing it. It's, like, hard for it's hard to imagine like exactly what makes him still want to go so hard.
Yeah.
Because he's already kind of like accomplished everything he can accomplish. I'm sure you got a little bit of that going on because you've kind of won all these awards and you just, you know, crushed all these battles. You have like nonstop opportunities. What's like the reason for your purpose? You know, what's the reason that is floating around in the back of your head that keeps you grinding?
Like, just for me, it's just it's the love of the sport for me that keep me going, because like now I've grown to love it. You know what I'm saying? Like I have grown to love just the competition factor of it about it. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm a student of the game, so that's sometimes where I get caught up in, where it'd be like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a ball player that just still get that itch to go out there and hoop. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes where I hear it all the time. Like, man, say no to that battle. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fuck that real quick, nigga. Focus on this. And I get hit up and be like, nah, man, let me smoke this dude. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't nothing. So it be the love of that sometimes, that competition factor that just keep me going with it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Definitely. You know what I mean? But then, you know, like I say, earlier, the financial stability of it too, you know what I'm saying? It's like they be coming so frequent sometimes where it's like, I don't know, I probably already signed the contract for a month down the line sometime for something, you feel me, different times. So sometimes it be obligations too that be already needing to be fulfilled too, you know what I mean? So, but right now, like I'm free, like I say, besides my event that I'm putting on, I really got nothing else going. I'm probably gonna like just focus on the album, focus on the music, really try to push this music and like, you know, get through the door with that. Hell yeah.
Definitely. Is there anyone that you see yourself wanting to battle like down the road? Is there anybody that kind of stands out to you as like the really good one that hasn't happened yet?
The one I get the most from the fans is like Hitman Holla. Mm. Like everybody kind of want to see us battle. I say besides, it's either Hitman Holla and Murder Mook is like the two that I hear all the time.
Yeah. A fan wrote me a DM that seemed like it had some pretty good questions, and that was one of them is, will he battle Hollow, Mook, and Daylight? We already covered Daylight.
That's the ones I get all the time. Like, man, you got to battle Hitman Holla. Mm. Got to battle Murder Mook. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for obvious reasons, Mook being like a legend and this shit, the way Lux was. And I think Hitman Holla just being like one of the dudes who came from battle rap that kind of surpassed it and, you know, onto TV and different things. So they kind of probably felt like that would be like the biggest. He probably would be considered more like the one who took battle rap and went to the most farthest mainstream wise. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely ready to see you versus Mook. That would be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time. A lot of personality up there.
That's my guy. Mook is wild as a motherfucker. So that's going to be one of the ones. He talk like a motherfucker too. So that face off probably be crazy.
Mm, definitely. Someone said, who's the most difficult opponent he's ever faced?
The most difficult? I ain't even gonna lie, that's a tough one. Cause I done battled down to everybody, man. So a lot of dudes are difficult. Nitty for sure.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not even just because we close, but just like his writing process and everything. Like, you know you finna hear some shit that ain't nobody else ever said to you. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough to prepare for Nitty because you know he finna probably say some shit that everybody finna be like, damn, I ain't thinking niggas gonna say that to him. So I'll say Nitty, the Arsenal one. You know what I'm saying? I think that was like one of the tough battles as far as like just our disrespect, just knowing coming in, like, I'm gonna have to let this nigga say some crazy shit because, you feel me? I know he with that's like, that's his way, his style of rapping, you know what I'm saying? So I say for sure, like off the top of my head, Rum Nitty and Arson are always like some of my tough opponents.
Mm, definitely. Is there any battler that he would turn down?
Turn down? I mean, at the moment, I probably just can't think of their name, but it'll probably just be a lot of dudes I'd be like, nah, I just ain't.
You know well, anybody like high up, obviously, you would turn down some scrubs.
Yeah. Nah, high up, if they up the level, nah, I probably wouldn't turn them down. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it makes sense and everything, all the business makes sense, then I'd take the battle. The only thing that would get me to turn it down would be like timing, like if it like conflicted with something else I had going.
Definitely. Can you see yourself doing this for 10 more years?
Nah.
Really?
Nah, not 10 more years.
10 more would 10 be a little rough.
10 years. Yeah, 10 is a lot. Some of that just sound like a lot. Maybe two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like two more, and, you know, we do something different with it. You know what I'm saying? Come back.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? 10 years down the line or something like me. Man, I've still got it.
You've been doing it for a few years. It would start to feel kind of redundant at a certain point, you think?
Hell yeah. For sure. For sure. Like, you know what I mean? Especially you thinking 10. Some of these cats been doing it that long, though. So I think even like Lux and them, I think they've been around for probably 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can understand, like, the way that they probably ran out of dudes to battle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And I'm already at that point because I done battled all the top names. So, for me, like, I even looking down, I can't even see 10 years down the line as far as in battle rap. Hell nah.
Right.
Hell nah.
I feel it. Yeah, man. Very, very impressed. There's still a bunch of battles that I still have to go back and watch.
Nah, but yeah, you got to go back and catch a gang of them, man. You got to catch the music, too.
Yeah.
Got to catch a gang of little shit, man. I'm glad you caught the interviews, though, and things of that nature. That way you can kind of see the growth, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the street gangs and all those interviews and all that, most definitely. But, yeah, I got some cold battles out there.
That's wild, though. Like, just, like, I remember seeing street gangs back in the day, and the older that content gets, the more incredible it seems.
Yeah.
Because it's really just like snapshots of people. Because a lot of people who are in those videos, they go on to do other things with their lives. And you get to see this like snapshot of their life when they're just really in the trenches. Just, I mean, that shit, like, the older I get, the more I believe in content.
Yeah. Because
a lot of times you could just get something early on and then it takes on a whole new life down the road. And I saw that even during your battle with Arsenal, where he's kind of like implying that you were like snitching by saying like, oh, so-and-so killed 10 people right here, whatever, which was pretty funny. But it was funny that the whole audience knew exactly what videos he's talking about. Like, the whole battle rap community is so in tune that, of course, they saw those videos.
They know everything. Yeah. Like, battle rap is like, they watch everything you ever did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your school picture. They go like, oh, man, that school picture you took with the bow tie. Oh, yeah, I remember that picture. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely. Like, I agree with that, too, though, as far as that content be living forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you get to, you know what I mean, look back at certain shit. So, I still appreciate all those old interviews, too.
Yeah.
Because it helped me. That even helped me as far as when I came into battle rap, where I kind of already had a buzz of like when people win my first battles, they'd be like, oh, I seen him on this. Because that shit had like over 1 million something views on the one I did. You know what I'm saying? I think I did like 2 or 3 of them too. So that shit was wild.
Definitely, man. Well, yeah, I'm a huge fan at this point, and you know, best of luck with everything. I'm coming on your podcast, right?
Yeah, man, that's what we need, man. We need no jumper on, no studioing. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
That's when it's gonna be lit. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy. Our shit, kind of like this. We talk about all type of crazy shit too, though. Like, man, we just ask some random wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Get your take on shit.
Let's go.
What I mean? We just chop it up. So yeah, man. Whenever, man, we definitely want to set that up ASAP, man. How you come over there and talk crazy?
When's your next battle?
My next battle is November the 28th on the ride. It's going to be in L.A. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have myself versus A-Ward, Fonz versus Real Name Brandon. I can run down all the names. Uh-huh. Sharon versus Oops, L.I. the Mayor versus Dre Dennis, Chef Trez versus Fate, Next versus Riggs, and we got D.I. the Henny Man versus Snake Eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, and we also adding a battle of True Foe versus Royalty. So a lot of these dudes is California dudes that I got that's battling against cats from other regions. You know what I'm saying? Like Fonz is from Cleveland. Real Name is from Pasadena. True Foe from Chicago. Royalty from L.A. L.I. from Compton. Dre Dennis from Jersey. So that's the premise of this card, kind of, for the most part, is putting the light on a lot of the dudes. That's like you said earlier. Uh-huh. That's from out here. That's from them type of environments and giving them looks against dudes who got a little more status in the game of battle rap, and you know what I mean, putting them to the test, seeing what they can do. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, I love it. Yeah, maybe we could do your podcast after that, so we could sort of
summarize that. And I gotta make sure y'all in the building, man. Get y'all passes.
I gotta pull up
and
yeah,
all
sure.
that, man. Most definitely, I got you on that.
Let's do it. Fact. Okay. Yeah. And my last question that I probably should have asked in the beginning was, why'd you go from Baloke to Geechee Gotti? Where did that come from? You were like, I need a more rap name.
Because Baloke is literally like my gang name at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not finna, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like trying to separate from that. Like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, you know, at that time, even on that interview, I think I told him afterwards, like, hey, bro, you put up, I don't know why I said, I don't know what I made, when I take that down, I put Geechee or something up there. Like, you know
I could kind of almost tell that you went and made him change the title, because I'm like, why would it say that all the way back then?
Yeah, you feel like, man, I say Geechee, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that was just being young and kind of, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, not thinking at the time when I did the interview, of course, you know, we didn't, like, I don't know the battler said, but if you watch the interview, we ain't do no showing no guns, exposing, talking about no murders, no killing, no gang violence at all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't do no talking about that.
I'm like, did I miss the part where he said that so-and-so killed 10 people here?
I always never been no type of dude. Like, I'm not one of them type of niggas at all. Yeah. You ain't finna get me to get to talking about no murders, killings, nothing. Like, I don't know nothing about that, you dig? So that was just more so me doing that interview. But as battle, I'm like, I gotta just have my own identity as far as a rap name, make it something personal. I don't want motherfuckers to be, you know, just when they tap in on that and be like, nah, you know, it's making you want to stay away from it, kind of like, I'm saying, Baylor, all right, like it's some gangster, like, you know what I mean? I don't really want to, you know, business is probably not wanting to touch it, you know what I'm saying? So, and I came, you know, I rocked with the Geechee. The Geechee name even came from just, I know a lot of people attach it to, you know, down south, the South Carolina, the Geechee people, the Gullah. That's why he even used that bar. But, you okay. know, it's a, you know, it's a, that's a whole culture. You know what I'm saying? But that's not where I got it from, man. Y'all probably going to laugh when I tell you, but my boy Free Him, he was in that interview. My nigga Bezos, that was in the interview with me with the dreads. We used to listen to a song by Wale, like, got Geechee on him. You know what I'm saying? So to us, we was like, man, when you Geechee, you fly, like, you fresh, like, so he so, like, I forgot whatever I had on one day. Like, man, you Geechee on them today. Like, man, fuck all that. Like, because I was going by, like, Loco Gotti or something else. It was Gotti, though, but it was still had the Loco or something. And he like, man, that Loco, man, that's still too, like, good. And like, man, you got to just be on some fly shit, man. You Geechee. Like, man, look how dope. Like, I'm Geechee. I'm like, on the hood, I'm Geechee. Like, on the set, like, you feel right. me, Geechee Gotti, man. Like, that's how that came about. So shout out Bezos, man. Free Bezos, man. Like,
DC got some weird ass slang that we don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Young Gleesh used to always be calling everybody Mo.
On the real.
What up, Mo?
Yeah.
That took me a while to figure that out. Yeah. And I still don't understand it at all.
I done been to them other states and they all got their own lingo. That shit be crazy. Y'all motherfuckers talk so different and all this, you know what I'm saying? But it all be mean the same shit. Like studioing, you know what I'm saying? Like that's some Compton shit.
No studioing?
Like studioing. Like if you studioing, that mean you faking. Like you
studio
fronting.
Studio gangster.
Like
baby.
A studio okay. gangster, you know, like BG Knockout. Don't gangster, studio gangster, buster when they said that. Like, so that's our hood took that on. Because, you know, they from my neighborhood. So our hood took that lingo on.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago, like, we don't do no studioing. You know
I was thinking that when I first saw it, I'm like, who is Studio N? And why is he saying no to them?
Yeah, okay. We don't do none of that. Right. Don't fake, don't front around us, man. Mm. Keep it real, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
definitely.
That's what that is, man.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, very, very happy to get you in here, and I'm sure a lot of people probably really appreciated this.
Yeah.
Geechee Gotti.
Man, I'm glad
my
you had me, man.
Much love, dog. And I really look forward to doing more shit together in the future, for sure.
L.A.? Atlanta on the real before I get up out of here. I'm so glad she said that, man. Atlanta next weekend. Not next weekend, but November the 11th, we got the Respect the MCs 2 that I'm doing with Gina Views. You dig what
really?
I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, we doing that. It's going to be, it's basically, I did it before, but we bringing it to life and doing it even bigger with her, where I'm putting on an event for battle rappers to kind of, you know, just show their skill. You know what I'm saying? Some local dudes. So we got one of these battlers from Atlanta. We got somebody from LA that's going to battle them, and we're going to put on at the Revolt Global Music Summit and all that going to be also going on. So it's a big event going on in Atlanta on November the 11th at Area 4.
Let's
go. It's gonna be big. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and all that, man, because this shit gonna be live.
Follow him. Follow Gina Views on Instagram and Twitter if you want to stay up to date on that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Follow us up, man. Geechee Gotti on Instagram. Geechee_Gotti on Instagram.
Let's go. And also, I think I used an unnecessary E in your first
name in the tweet.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that, man. Yeah, take the E out, man. Don't do that, man. You know what I'm saying?
A couple people acknowledge that.
Yeah,
I was like, God,
you know
damn
what I'm saying? And then follow us on YouTube, man, Official No Studio and Network. That way you can keep up with everything. And then when he come on the show, that's how y'all going to see him again. We go live every Tuesday and Thursday on Caffeine from 7 to 9. So pop in with us. You already know what time it is, man. Mafia shit.
For sure. Geechee Gotti, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, Patreon, OnlyFans, all the audio apps and all that. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, man.